我们先低头来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你在周日、主日的早晨召聚你的儿女来到这里。
Lord, we give you thanks. You summon your children to come to worship you together.
我们也感谢你召聚还没有认识你的人也来到这里，愿意认识你。
We also give you thanks that you summon people who have not known you to come here to worship you.
我们祷告求圣灵让福音进入所有人的心。
We pray that the Holy Spirit enter everyone's heart.
无论是信的还是不信的。
No matter you are a believer or still seeking.
求主让你的话语在我们的心中产生果效。
Lord, that we pray that your words will have effects in our hearts.
让还不认识你的人得以见到你。
So the people who does not know you yet will see you.
让认识你的人生命得以更新。
The one that has already knows you will have a stronger faith.
我们也为这间教会祷告，求主兴旺这里的工作。
We also want to pray this church that will establish church firmer.
求圣灵的火激发教会的领袖，使他们忠诚热心的爱主。
The Spirit pray that the fire of the Spirit will continue to help the deacons and brothers in this church.
也求主用圣灵感动所有的弟兄姐妹，热心的支持教会的事工。
Also, the Holy Spirit will touch everybody's heart that will help the mission for this church.
求主带领每一个人在他的生命当中都遇见主，也晓得主的呼召。
Also, pray the Holy Spirit will help everybody's in life to know Lord better.
在自己所处的岗位当中，能够荣耀和见证主。
That will stand firm in their where they stay and be able to witness Lord.
求主安慰伤心的人。
Lord, will also comfort the people who have sadness.
鼓励灰心的人。
Also encourage people who has been is discouraged.
求主带领这个教会成为一个爱的社区。
Also help this church become a community of love.
让我们可以彼此安慰。
So we can comfort one another.
求主带领教会所支持的宣教士。
Also pray the church will help the missionary.
让他们在所处的宣教工厂里面依然与教会相连接。
So they'll be connected from wherever they work and wherever they spread the gospel with the church.
求主透过他们的服事，让后方的教会也可以看到圣灵的工作。
So through the service of the missionary, we also will see what they have done.
主，我们也把今天所要讲的这段经文仰望在你的手中。
Also, we want to pray to keep to pray that all the messages that we're going to hear today is in your hand.
因为你自己告诉我们说，你的话比一切两刃的剑还要锋利。
So we know that your the word is sharper than the two-sided saw.
求主使你的话刺透每一个人的心。
That your words will be will touch everyone's heart.
将一切拦阻你的骄傲夺回。
That will take away all the pride that will blocking your teaching.
是每一个人都可以降服顺服在你的面前。
So everyone will surrender and submit to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
几乎所有的人，不管你是不是基督徒，你都知道在基督教当中有一个叫彼得的人。
No matter you are believers or you are seekers, most of people know there is the name Peter in the Bible.
在我还没有信主的时候，我就看到读者文摘上面的漫画，那个里面都有一个很有关基督教的漫画，里面都有一个叫彼得的。
Well, before I become Christian, I read some books and in the Reader Digest, so always a comics about Peter.
他头上一般戴个光圈。
Always have a halo on the top of his head.
他一般是天堂里面看门的。
He's being described as a gatekeeper in the heaven.
后来我成为基督徒以后，在讲道当中，我也常常听到彼得这个名字。
And after I preaching and I always heard about Peter's name being mentioned.
他常常是一个讲道里面可以拿来调剂的笑料。
It always is one of the material that can add to the humors and laughter in the message.
因为他不像保罗这么严肃。
Because not as serious as Apostle Paul.
他的性格也让他经常说一些错误的话。
Because his characters always say something not very appropriate.
就像我们一样。
Just like every one of us.
虽然保罗在很多的，不是，彼得在很多的经文叙述里面都非常的不堪。
There's a lot of description and scriptures not very favorable to him.
但是我们要承认彼得对基督教历史是一个极为重要的人物。
But we need to recognize Peter has a very important role in the Christian history.
在《使徒行传》里面，五旬节的圣灵降临以后，第一个站起来讲道的是彼得。
We know that according to the book of Acts, Peter is the first one that preached to the people.
我想也是可能因为他很敢讲话。
It's one of the reasons why he has the courage to speak out.
他一次讲道，圣灵使用，他就带领了3000多人信主。
Once he preached, as you know, he was able to lead 3,000 people to believe in the Lord.
我们也知道最近，梵蒂冈刚刚选出了新的教宗。
We also know there's a new pope being elected, for Catholics.
在教会传统当中，彼得是众圣徒之首。
In the Christian history, Peter is the head of the apostle.
所以教宗体系的来源也是因为他们认定彼得作为罗马主教是众教会之首。
So in kind of like a history of Catholic, also Peter is being like the head of the apostle as well.
在耶稣所带领的12个门徒当中，他有一个 inner cycle，就是和他关系更近的3个人，也是他最着重培养的人。
In the disciple that Jesus lead, there's an inner cycle. There's three people that are very close to him.
他们就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
That's Peter, James, and John.
在耶稣登山变相的时候，他带和他一起登山的就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
During this transfiguration of Jesus, those are the three people that was with Jesus Christ.
所以我们至少知道一件事情，就是彼得的性格有很多缺陷。但是神大大使用他。
We all know, we know that there's a lot of weakness in Peter's character, but God wanted to use him specially.
保罗就像在座的各位一样，有非常好的学识和学位。
Paul is just like one of us. Peter has just like us has knowledge, have the educations.
但是彼得没有，他是一个渔夫。
I'm sorry, Paul has a lot of education, but Peter is as a fisherman.
那为什么神可以继续可以这样大大的使用彼得和保罗一样呢
？But why would God be able to use Peter just like he was able to have Paul as well？
那么路加福音我们刚才读的经文就是耶稣呼召彼得成为门徒的一个叙述。
And this looks as you read in chapter 5 is how God called upon Peter to be his disciple。
那我们可以通过这个叙述来认识观察，为什么？彼得可以被神这样呼召和使用。
And through this recording, we will learn how God called Peter and be able to call him into mission.
那我先要在这个进入经文之前，我先要澄清的一个概念，就是门徒和信徒的概念。
And to begin my discussion, I want to clarify the ideas of disciples and believers.
那这段叙述，《路加福音》5章1到11节，是一个呼召门徒的叙述。
This passage we just read is from chapter 5. It's the way that God called people into disciples.
那我们在想说，那跟我有什么关系？如果他是呼召门徒，我又不是门徒，跟我有什么关系
？Then you probably think about this is a calling for disciple. What is it? What does it have to do with me?
那事实上，在新约圣经当中，门徒和信徒是一对同义词。
In the New Testament, the believers and disciples, they are actually just two different descriptions.
门徒不是一个高级别的信徒。
The disciple is not so-called a kind of superior believers.
门徒就是信徒，信徒就是门徒。
Disciples are believers, believers are disciples.
在马太福音的大使命当中，耶稣吩咐门徒出去。使万民做我的门徒，而不是使万民做我的信徒。
There was in the Matthew as recorded is make disciple of nation, but not making nation my disciple.
Not making nation my believer.
Not making nation my believer. I'm sorry. Yep.
有很多人把基督徒区分为门徒和信徒，好像有一个高级别的基督徒和一个一般的基督徒。
A lot of people distinguish like there's two different type of Christian. One of them is a believer.And the other group is disciples.
给我们的感觉是，好像一个人可以相信基督，但是不用跟随基督。
you will have this kind of belief, knowledge that you can believe, but you don't have to follow.
就像有一个姊妹曾经说过, 她只要现在信主得永生, 将来在天堂有个小板凳就可以了。
It's just like a sister showing me, once you believe in God, and then he will have find a seat in heaven.
所以她说我不想像你们那么敬虔。
So I don't have to be as devout as all of you.
这不是圣经的教导。
This is not a teaching from the Bible.
圣经没有说你可以相信, 但不用跟随。
Bible didn't say you can believe, but you don't need to follow.
这是那些想要得永生但也不愿意付代价的人所自己创造的一个概念。
This is probably an impression of the people who want to believe but doesn't want to pay the price.
基督徒这个词本身就带有跟随基督和效法基督的含义。
The Christian has a meaning of believing Lord but also following the Lord.
在基督所带领的人当中只有两种人但不是门徒与信徒而是群众与门徒。
There's two different people, but it's not the difference of between disciple and believer, but it's the peoples and the apostle.
Crowds and
disciples.
Crowds and disciples.
We remember the Bible has this young officers.
他是群众当中的一员.
He is a person from the crowd.
他听基督的教导,
he listened to the teaching of Jesus Christ.
他以为自己是门徒当中的一员。
He thought he was one of the disciples.
他就晚上跑来问耶稣说我还要做什么才可以承受永生。
So he came to ask Jesus, what can I do more?
耶稣的回答好像是把他连群众都当不了了,把他push出去了。
And then the answer from Jesus, like he's not even part of the crowd, he was actually outside of the crowd.
所以耶稣的回答是说你要跟随我。
The response from Jesus to him is, you need to follow me.
因为要成为门徒就是要效法基督,跟随基督。
Because to become a disciple, you need to model the Christ and also follow the Christ.
所以在圣经当中没有一种信徒的角色是可以得到救恩,但是又不用付代价的。
So in the Christian belief, that's not like a believer, you can believe it, but you don't have to pay the price.
那么第二个我想澄清的概念呢,就是在我们读这个路加福音的时候,我们会觉得说很简单嘛,就是耶稣呼召,
when you read this passage, you think it's probably very simple because this is a passage that describes how Jesus called people into disciple.
但是呢,其实彼得并不是在这个时候第一次认识耶稣。
But if you read this, the Bible, this is not the first time that Peter met Jesus Christ. According to John, chapter 1, 41 to 42, if you have a Bible, you can turn to that passage. John, chapter 1, 41 to 42. John, chapter 1, 41 to 42.
我们看到40节的时候有两个人是约翰的施洗约翰的门徒跟从了耶稣。
So on the chapter 40, there's the Baptist John mentioned in the passage.
那一个是彼得西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
It was brothers of Simon Peter, who's Andrew.
那安德烈 在跟随耶稣之后,他在41节的时候, 他找到了西门,说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And then the Andrew found his brother Simon, telling him that we found the Messiah.
于是呢, 这个西门就遇见了耶稣。
So Simon back then, he met Jesus Christ.
所以西门遇见耶稣是因为他的弟弟先认识了耶稣, 然后把耶稣介绍给了西门。
So Simon was able to meet Jesus because his brothers, Peter was able to meet Jesus because his brother Andrew.
然后耶稣就看着他说, 你是西门, 你要称为基法, 基法就是彼得的意思。
And then he said, you are the Simon sons of John, you'll be called Cephas.
然后我们再回到路加福音第五章。
And we can turn back to Luke chapter 5.
所以圣经没有交代说在 西门被改了名字之后，和第五章耶稣到他的船上跟他去打鱼，这两个事情的中间发生了些什么？
So the Bible really didn't describe the first time that Simon met Jesus Christ and when they met at the boat by the lake.
但是我们在路加福音第四章第38节的时候，我们看到，耶稣又去了西门的岳母家。
But if you look up to Luke chapter 4,
four。
you will find out Jesus went to mother-in-law's house of Peter.
那我们在圣经里面看到，这个时候，路加福音里面没有叫他彼得，叫他西门。
Over here, the Luke described Peter as Simon.
那什么时候路加福音开始叫他彼得呢？是在我们刚才读的经文里面，在彼得悔改之后。
So the name of Peter was after Simon repent. That's whose name was being called.
这是第八节，当他跪在这个耶稣面前的时候，圣经叫他西门彼得。
So when it was on the verses 8, that's when the name Peter's came out.
所以从这个时间顺序上面来说，我们看到彼得认识过耶稣，可能听过他的教导，但是他不为所动，回去继续打鱼。
So if you read all of this, the sequence that Simon, Peter knows Jesus Christ first, but that didn't touch his heart. He becomes still carry on his old career of fishing.
然后耶稣的事工又经过了他所在的区域，他就上门去医治了他岳母的病。
So was the missionary work of Jesus. So Jesus went to Peter's mother-in-law's house of Peter to cure her.
但是彼得还是不为所动，
But Peter is not being touched.
他第二天继续在打鱼。
He continued on the second day on fishing.
啊，然后我们再接下去，我们就要进入我们刚才所读的这段经文。
And then continue on, we're gonna discuss this the passage we just read.
那我要跟大家分享的是，神使用一个完全向神降服的人。
I want to share with you is God will use the people who completely surrender to Him.
我们接下来看到彼得完全向神降服所体现的三个方面。
That we want to study the three aspects of what Peter has completely surrendered to Lord.
那第一个方面是在第一节到第七节。
The first aspect of the manifestation is from chapter verses 1 through 7.
就是向神降服的第一个体现是向基督完全的顺服。
The first aspect of manifestation is completely surrender to Christ.
我们在第一节到第七节里面，刚才我们读过，我们看到彼得有2次顺服基督。
Well, we read this, we know that there's two times Peter surrendered to Lord.
第一次是耶稣上了他的船，并且吩咐他把船撑开，稍微离岸，好让他能够坐下，从船上教导众人。
The first time is that Jesus went to his boat and asked him to lead the boat a little bit away from the shore, and then so that he can speak to the crowd from the boat.
第二次是耶稣吩咐他把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
The second time is Jesus asking to be able to drive the boat to a place with deeper water so he can cast the net.
第一次彼得的顺服很顺利。
The first time is very easy for Peter to do.
第二次他有点抗争。
So the second time he may be a little bit struggle to do.
但是他最后还是顺服。
But no matter what, he still have the full submission to Christ.
那为什么彼得会顺服基督呢？
So we will try to understand why would Peter submit to Christ.
我想如果第一个顺服就是要借他的船作为一个讲台，可能是因为面子或者是人情。
The first time he was able to submit to Lord that using the boat as a pulpit for us to deliver the message, probably because he is care about his face.
因为彼得认识基督，而且他可能跟随过基督。
Because he knows Jesus Christ and in some instance, he also followed Christ as well.
而且耶稣还治好了他岳母的病。
Also, Jesus cured the disease of his mother-in-law.
当然肯定没有收医疗费。
But he didn't receive, Jesus didn't receive any payments for that.
所以现在耶稣说，我要用你的船作为我的讲台，作为一个演讲的平台。那彼得没有理由拒绝他。
So now Jesus asked him to be used his boat as a pulpit for speaking the message. So naturally, Peter would not reject that.
但第二个顺服不一样，因为让他把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼，是付出很大体力的。
But the second request is kind of hard to for Peter to drive the boat to a deeper water and to cast the net again.
因为西门说，我们整夜劳力都没有打着什么。
Because Simon said he has worked so hard all night and they didn't catch anything.
所以从结合前面的第二节，我们就知道说，他们整晚打鱼，回到岸边还不能马上休息，还要洗网。
So think about it. They have worked so hard. They didn't catch anything, and they are washing the net.
然后还要听耶稣讲道，讲了那么久。
And then still need to listen to a message from Christ.
然后现在耶稣要他回去再打鱼。
And then now just ask them to go back to the lake to fish again.
我设想你不打鱼，你整夜听道，第二天早上还要让你去开福音聚会。
So you're thinking about you're fishing all night, and you have to go through this the message all a few more hours. And what are you going to do?
我以前做在公司里面，我曾经做过大概两年的24x7的技术支持。
I was working a previous company to do this like global technical support that 24/7 support.
那为了，因为我管理一个团队，他们是要值夜班的，所以为了装作体恤下勤的样子，我也跟着他们上夜班。
So there's actually three shifts. So I was to be able to understand what they're doing. So I also work as a night shift.
上完这个夜班以后，其实我只是回了一个晚上的电子邮件，跟美国人用电子邮件吵架。
So I was actually just answering emails at night.
但是第二天我要回家的时候，我就发现我骑的这个自行车都可以是歪着骑的。
So, but the second day when I went back home, I know that when I was riding a bicycle, I cannot even follow a straight line.
那彼得是干了一个晚上的重体力活，不是回了一个晚上的电子邮件。
But you understand that Peter has worked so hard, labor all night.
然后他还要听耶稣的讲道，没有睡着已经很好。
And he had to listen to the preaching from Jesus Christ. It would be lucky that he would not fall asleep.
现在耶稣要他违背他的专业知识，也要违背他的体力去开船打鱼。
Now Jesus is asking about challenges professional knowledge of fishing, also challenge his exhaustion for all night.
因为耶稣并不是专业的渔夫，他也没有这方面的专业知识。
Jesus is not considered as a professional fisher. He probably doesn't have that kind of knowledge of fishing.
谁都不愿意被一个外行领导。
No one's want to be led by someone who doesn't have the professional knowledge of your trade.
所以我们看到彼得有一些抗争，他说我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，意思就是说你的指令有问题。
So Peter answered that we have labored all night, we didn't catch anything, so there might be something wrong about your instruction.
那彼得为什么愿意，后来又愿意去做呢？
But why would Peter want to follow this instruction?
因为彼得看到耶稣身上有权柄。
It's because Peter saw the authority of Jesus.
他亲自跟随过耶稣。
He followed Christ before.
他看到过耶稣施行神迹。
He saw that Jesus has had done some miracles.
但是更重要的是，根据第三节，耶稣使用他的船的时候，他从他的船上教训众人。
But the most important thing is that Jesus is teaching the crowd from the boat.
所以他的教训对当时的彼得来说一定有很大的影响。
So must be the teaching that has touched Peter's heart.
所以当耶稣要求彼得做一件超乎他专业知识的时候，是超乎他专业知识的事情时，虽然彼得不理解。
So when Jesus asked him to do something that beyond his professional knowledge.
但是彼得的回答是，但在第五节，但依从你的话，我就下网。
But he said that because you say so, I will let down the net.
换句话说，虽然彼得这个时候还不认识耶稣是谁，因为他的回答是 Master， 就是一种尊重的称呼。
So it means Peter is not known him yet, even though he's kind of respecting and address him as Master.
但是因为彼得传讲神的话语，所以因为耶稣传讲神的话语，所以彼得看到了神的工作在耶稣的身上。
But because Jesus was preaching God's word, so he able to see God's words in there.
我们有时候也有这样的经历，当一位弟兄姐妹劝告你的时候，可能你心中不以为然。
A lot of time people, your sister or brother is trying to recommend you something. Sometimes you don't think those are things you need to listen to.
但是你回去思想或者祷告的时候，你会觉得说那个话是从神来的。
A lot of time you think about, when you go back home, you know those words are coming from God.
那我们看到耶稣这样要求彼得的时候，彼得愿意顺服耶稣，但是一当他顺服，神迹就发生了。
But when you see this, Peter's surrender those and listen to him, and after that miracle happened.
在6节到7节描述这个神迹是圈住了许多鱼，网都险些裂开。
And over here, the miracle is that they catch such a big number of fish, and their nets began to break.
当彼得愿意顺服的时候，神的全能就得到了彰显。
When Peter surrendered, and then the God's miracle will happen.
当彼得，如果彼得在这里，他说：“我们整夜劳力都没有打着什么，耶稣，谢谢你的好意，讲完了就下去吧。”
Well, when, if Peter could react that, hey, we can do this, but after he saying the message, he can just go away.
这样的话，彼得虽然还是很有礼貌，但是彼得就没有机会来经历这个神迹。
But then Peter would not be able to experience the miracles.
他也没有机会更多认识耶稣。
And he would not be able to know Jesus better.
所以他的顺服使他更深认识耶稣，也更深经历耶稣。
So the surrender to Christ able to help him to understand Christ deeper.
而且我们注意到，当彼得愿意顺服的时候，他并不知道顺服的后果是什么。
But we need to know that Peter does not know the end result of surrendering to Lord.
基督徒顺服神，并不是因为看到顺服的后果是好的而顺服。
Christians surrender a Christian to Lord is not because they know what the outcome going to be.
我们愿意顺服神，只是因为他是神，我们是他的子民。
We want to surrender the Lord because we are His children, and that's the only reason.
但以理顺服神，不跪拜尼布加尼撒的金像时，他并不知道神会从火坑当中救他和他的朋友。
When the prophet Daniel does not surrender to this king Nebuchadnezzar, it's not because that God will save him from the blazing furnace.
因为但以理的对王的回答是：急或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Because the answer from the prophet Daniel saying that, but if it doesn't save us, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold that you have set up.
我们要注意他说的急或不然。
We need to understand this, even if this he does not.
就是说，无论神给我的结果是什么，我都顺服神。
So it means, no matter what the outcome is going to be, you will still surrender to the Lord.
以斯帖在为犹太人向亚哈随鲁求见的时候，他也知道这是有生命危险的。
When Esther, as you know it, when he's trying to plead to the king, the Ahasuerus, that he know that he doesn't know the outcome, she doesn't know the outcome.
他并不知道那个王亚哈随鲁会不会赦免他。
He doesn't know the king will be able to agree to her plea.
他就说我违例进去见王。若死就死吧。
And she says, go, even though, according to, if I die, that's it. It doesn't matter.
这就是带着信心的顺服。
So this is a surrender based on the faith.
如果我们知道神所给的结果是合乎我心愿的，我才愿意顺服。
If we only surrender because what's going to happen as a result,
那就不是顺服，那就是投机。
That is not a true surrender, which is almost like act of the opportunist.
我读过 MBA, 可能在座很多人也读过。
I major in MBA, and probably some of you also major in MBA too.
现在的商学院里面都有一门课叫做商业伦理。
There's a class about the business ethics in the MBA major.
那个课上老师讲到说正直诚信的几大好处。
They talk about this, the good things that happen with when you have a righteousness and the honesty.
我还记得一点，他说，正直诚信的商业行为可以赢得客户的信任，可以提升你所在团队的士气。
So a lot of time, if you have this the honesty and that kind of ethic that would lead to a very good trust with the customer and also have the team, a better morale for the team.
那我还甚至还上过一门课叫做道德经济学。
I also was taking a class of this so-called ethical economics.
对，教授的观点就是道德行为是一种，也是一种追求效用最大化的行为。
So this kind of like moral standard also it's a bad thing you could have to have the most business outcome.
换句话说，我们追求正直诚实，是因为它可以带来商业活动的好处。
On the other words, that we want to pursue this honesty because we would have a good business outcome.
或者是带来自我价值的满足。
Or maybe it's promotion of the self value.
从社会学的角度上来说，我觉得这样解释也是有点好处的。
Yeah, from maybe a social science, this could be a benefit to the society.
但是对基督徒来说，如果在某些场合下，如果我们看不到遵行神旨意的好处，是不是就可以不遵行了呢
？Well, for Christian, then if you don't see any good outcome, for obeying to the Lord, that does that means we don't have to obey to the Lord?
我想这是我们基督徒伦理和所谓的商业伦理或者社会伦理一个很大的区别。
So I think this is the big difference between the business ethic and the Christian ethics.
就是我们遵持守圣经的诫命，不是因为后果，而是因为它的源头，就是它是从神来的。
The reason why we want to obey the Christian ethic is because the source, that's our Lord. It's not because of the outcome.
我还记得我所在的教会有一位姊妹，她拒绝做假证。
I was in a church. It was one sister that refused to bear false testimony.
我还记得我看那个《生命》季刊上面，曾经有一个见证，说一个拒绝做假证的姊妹，最后被一个外企被国企开除，然后被一个外企有很高的薪水聘用。
Okay. So I was reading one life journal where someone was trying to do the false accounting, and she was fired by this company, but then was hired by another company.
但是我刚才说的那位我们教会的姊妹呢？他因为做假账被派去管仓库
and this sister,
拒绝做假账被派去管仓库
This sister we're talking about, he refused to do the false accounting and then she was assigned to a different job to kind of keep a warehouse
后来一直在管仓库
So the end is still he's still his job her job still keeping the warehouse
不像那些好的见证他一直没有外企来找他
So it's not like the other good testimony they have good company to hire that person.
所以有一些见证，当我们看到他持守神的诫命，会有好的结果。
So a lot of time we will have see if you keep God's command, you will have a good result.
也有很多时候我们持守神的诫命，不见得有好的结果。
A lot of time you also see that when you're keeping commands of God, you may not have a good end result.
但是结果不是最重要的。
But we need to know that the result is not the most important matter.
讨神的喜悦是最重要的。
The most important thing is to please the Lord.
我昨天晚上分享我自己的见证的时候，我说我有一次考试没有作弊。
while I was sharing my testimony last night, I was saying that I did not in the exam I didn't do what's it again?
I didn't cheat.
I didn't cheat in the exam.
我当时也在想，神或许开恩，让我不作弊，也有好成绩。
So I was happy that even though I don't cheat, I still have a good grade.
但是我还是当掉了。
But still, I flunked the class.
但是我仍然心中很喜乐，因为我知道我做了一件正确讨神喜悦的事情。
But I know I have happiness in my heart because I'm doing something that's right.
好，所以这是彼得的第一个，被神使用的第一个特征，就是他愿意向神完全的降服。
So this is the first important manifestation of Peter that be able to use by God, which is Surrender to God.
那么再来看第二个方面，是他为着罪而悔改。
The second thing is with repent for the sins.
在第八节到第十节。
It was recording from verses 8 to 10.
彼得对这个神迹的反应是出乎意料的。
So Peter's response to this miracle is kind of like unexpected.
我们看到他的同伴都是在惊讶。
So a lot of people is amazed about this miracle.
他却匍匐在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
But instead, he fell down to the knees of Christ and said, "Lead me, Lord. I'm a sinner."
那我们想，这个船就这么点大，他叫耶稣离开他，是叫耶稣跳海吗？
So this boat is only a very limited road. Does it mean that he wants Jesus to leave the boat?
那首先我们看到彼得改变了他对耶稣的称呼。
So you can see that now Peter had changed the way he addressed Jesus Christ.
他原来是叫耶稣夫子。
To begin with, he called Jesus, addressed Jesus as master.
就好像我们叫老师。
Just like we will address the teacher the same way.
那现在耶稣称彼得称他为主，这就表示他看到耶稣身上的神性。
Now, Peter addressed Jesus as Lord. Now he knows. Now he understands and realizes the authority of Christ.
因为对犹太人而言，这个主是对基督、对弥赛亚的称呼。
In Jewish tradition, this Lord is like the same address as the Messiah.
而且彼得就匍匐在耶稣的面前。
And then Peter falls down to the knees, his knees, in front of Christ.
所以他把耶稣，他看到耶稣就是神。
So he saw that Christ is God.
其次呢，在这位有权柄的神面前，彼得的反应是看到自己的不洁。
The other thing is Peter was able to see his uncleanness in front of Christ.
先知以赛亚在以赛亚书里面也有同样的哀叹。
The prophet Isaiah also had the same lamenting comments.
以赛亚说，那时我说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Isaiah says, woe to me, I cry, I'm ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
所以我们看见一个有罪的人，他在一位完全圣洁的神面前的时候，他就看到自己不配。
So you see that this an unclean person, when he stands in front of a holy God, he will see his unworthiness.
所以彼得说离开我的时候，他表达的含义是我是一个罪人，我不配和你在一起。
So when Peter says leave me, he feels that he's unworthy of being with Lord.
他的含义是怜悯我，圣洁的神和我这样肮脏的罪人有何相干？
So this is really the meaning is the true meaning is have mercy, have pity on me. You know, what does holy God have to do anything with me as a sinner?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到一个真正认识神圣洁的人来到神面前正常的反应。
So we know that this is a true response for a person seeing a holy God.
神是慈爱的，但是神也是圣洁的。
God is mercy. God is also a God of holiness.
他的圣洁使有罪的人不能够和他同在。
So his holiness prevents the coexistence of himself and the sinners.
那我们今天可以来到这位圣洁的神面前，是因为耶稣基督已经为我们死了。
The reason why we can come to the Lord is because Jesus Christ has died for us.
所以圣经说我们在神面前得称为义，就是被神看为圣洁。
So we can say we're being righteous in front of God today.
彼得自己有一个这么深的体验，所以他在彼得前书一章十六节。
So Peter has such a great understanding, so he says in 1 Peter chapter 1:16.
他说经上记着说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
As it read, you need to be holy because I'm holy.
所以我们看到彼得承认他自己是一个罪人，在神的面前。
So as you see that Peter admit himself as he is a sinner.
不是因为他做了什么错事，而是因为他看到自己的罪性和不配。
It's not because he did something wrong, but he has a sinful nature.
所以耶稣回答他说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”
So but he answered that, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid.Now from now on, you're gonna fish, men."
这是一个从神圣洁的神而来一个赦免的表示。
So this is a forgiveness from a holy, Lord.
因为彼得说我不配和你在一起，耶稣说不要怕。
And because Peter says, I'm not worthy to be with you, but Lord said to him, "Don't be afraid."
耶稣告诉他说不要怕，我们可以在一起，因为我赦免你了。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, because I forgive you. Now you can be with me."
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要看到这位圣洁的神和我们身上的罪。
So, Dear brother and sister, we know we need to understand the holiness of God and the sins in within ourselves.
这种罪的根本是我们每一个人拒绝神、否认神、抵挡神，不愿意遵守神的诫命。
And the reason why we have sinned is because we were against God, we're defying Him, and we don't follow His commands.
那当我们犯罪的时候，我们怎样对待自己的罪呢
？So when we have sins, how do we deal with our sins?
我们有两种选择。
There's two things we can do.
一个选择就是像彼得一样。来到这位圣洁的神面前，说我不配和你在一起，请你饶恕我。
The first thing you do, just like doing what Peter has done, come to the Lord and say that, yes, I have sinned. I don't deserve to be with you.
但是我也看到很多基督徒在犯了罪以后，告诉自己说这不是罪。
But I also see a lot of Christians they saying this is not a sin.
或者告诉自己说没关系的，神不会在乎这样的小事。
He probably says, "This is doesn't matter. This is only a little matters."
或者告诉自己说，我一时软弱，我心情不好。
And maybe you'll say that it's probably a temporary weakness. Just I won't be able to do it temporarily.
罪在自己的生命当中没有得到彻底的对付，我们就没有办法来到神的面前。
So if you don't deal the sins, then you won't be able to come to the Lord.
我们也不能够和神有完全的交通。
Then you will not have a good fellowship with the Lord.
我们在小学课文里面都知道一个扁鹊与蔡桓公的故事。
We are, as a young, you probably also learned this ancient Chinese story about 扁鹊 and 蔡桓公。
我想不会把它翻成一个鸟吧。
Yeah. This is like a doctor and a king.
那这个蔡桓公他生了病，但是他不承认自己身上有病。
This king has illness, but he does not admit that he has illness.
一直到最后，扁鹊远远地见了他，转身就走。
And until this Bianchi's doctor come and see him, it just turned his back.
因为他说你已经，我想这个比较难翻译。他说你已经病入膏肓了。
And it was telling that your illness has come to a status that cannot be cured.
这是那个成语的来源。
And this is what we all know about this story.
但是我在想到。很多犯罪的时候，我基督徒身上的罪的时候，我也想到说，一个犯罪不认罪的人，就像那个蔡桓公一样。
So when you sin and you don't admit have sinned, it's just like this story and this king mentioned in the Chinese story.
因为我们告诉自己说我没有罪。
Because you tell yourself, you don't have sins.
或者说我只是一时软弱。
And maybe you say I'm just weak temporarily.
但是神要我们正确的反应是像彼得一样。来到这位神的面前祈求饶恕。
But the response we have, we should learn is just like Peter's, come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness.
好，所以这是第二个方面，就是彼得在基督的面前完全的认罪。
So this is the second aspect of Peter come to for the repentance in front of the Lord.
然后我们再来看第三点呢，是在第十节和十一节。
And the third aspect is recorded in verses. 10 through 11.
耶稣对彼得说：“从今以后，你要得人了。”
And Peter, Jesus said to Peter, "From now on, you're going to catch for people."
在马太福音和马可福音当中，耶稣说：“我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
In the book of Matthew and Mark, they all recorded, "I want you to become the fishers of men."
耶稣在这里用了一个比喻。
So Jesus using the analogies over here.
他把彼得将来要救灵魂进入神的国度，比作是好像他现在的捕鱼工作一样。
He was making this analogy like Peter is going to save the soul in the futures, just like what he was doing right now, fishing.
我想如果耶稣碰到我的时候，他可以对我说：“你得人就像 fix bug 一样。”因为我以前是做软件。
Jesus come to me today, he was saying like he's saving soul right now. He's fixing the bug, fixing.
Software bugs,
yeah.
这对彼得来说是一个很容易理解的比喻。
So for Peter, this is very easy to understand.
但是跟鱼不一样，鱼被打上来不是被救的。
But it's very different. The fish, when you catch the fish is not being saved.
因为它反而被吃掉了，它本来倒是活得好好的。
Because fish was real, is well alive in the sea. Now catching to the boat, it will be used as food.
而彼得将来确实要拯救灵魂，并且给人带来生命。
What Peter is going to do is going to save the soul and bring life to people.
所以耶稣反向使用这个比喻，他给彼得的工作赋予积极的意义。
So when Jesus using the analogy, it actually have a very positive meaning.
那我们要注意到这个使命，当耶稣把这个责任交给彼得的时候，是在他顺服基督和悔改之后的。
So we need to know that when Jesus able to give him this mission is right after that Peter is able to yield to Lord and also after the repentance.
换句话说，只有承认自己的罪，愿意顺服基督的人，才能够进入神国的事工。
That means only when you a person repent his sins and also he can enter the mission work of God kingdom.
那这个比喻当中还有一个有趣的地方。
There's also a very interesting aspect in this analogy.
因为彼得那天白天打的鱼不是他自己打上来的。
Yeah, we need to know that the fish he catch that morning is not what he has been labored all night.
因为他自己说他整夜劳力一无所获。
Because it says he labored all night without any harvest.
所以这些鱼是耶稣因着他大能的神性而带给他的。
And this fish is a result of God's miracle.
彼得之所以能够得到这些鱼，是因为他顺服。
The reason why Peter can catch such a big number of fish is because his submission to Lord.
所以当耶稣告诉彼得要得人的时候，也包含了这个意思。
So when Jesus asked him to be a fisherman, it also includes this meaning.
彼得将来要得的人，不是他用自己的能力和才干去赢得来的。
The man he's going to catch is not because what he's able to do,
而是因为耶稣救赎的大能和圣灵的工作而带来的。
But it's because of the power of Jesus Christ, his salvation and his forgiveness.
那所以耶稣邀请彼得进入他的事工，他不是让彼得再去整夜劳力。
So when Jesus asked Peter to enter his missionary, it's not ask Peter to labor all night.
而是邀请彼得继续来经历他的大能。
It's ask Peter to continue to experience his power.
那么在第十一节我们看到彼得的反应。
So in verses 11, we can see the response from Peter.
说他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
So they pulled their boats up on the shore and let everything and follow him.
那我们想彼得有没有搞错？
And we see is Peter making a mistake over here?
因为耶稣并没有要求他们不要船跟随他。
Because Christ didn't ask him to lead the boat and follow him.
彼得也可以有另外一个选择，他一边打鱼一边得人如得鱼。
Peter could have a different choices. He still become the fisher, but he can also become the fisher of men as well.
是彼得误解了耶稣的话吗？
Does Peter misunderstand Jesus Christ?
那我们注意到这里的一个主要的反差，是在前面的时候，彼得看到自己的罪性，他就请耶稣离开他。
The first thing we need to know that is when Peter understand his sins, he asked Jesus to leave him.
但是他看到，当他得到从神而来赦免的时候，他反而主动的要去跟随耶稣。
But when you can see the change once he received the forgiveness from Jesus Christ, he voluntarily want to follow Christ.
所以我们就看到说，一个罪人，他想要在神的面前逃离是很自然的。
So we know that sinner want to, it's very naturally they want to leave the Lord.
我以前刚刚信主的时候，我犯罪的时候，我连弟兄姐妹的面都不想见到。
Well, a lot of time when I was a big Christians, I don't want to even see a face of brothers and sisters.
但我犯罪的时候
，when I sins,
我最怕他们问我你最近和神的关系怎么样。
I'm afraid that will ask me how's your relationship with Lord.
但同样经历过神恩典的人，想要和神在一起也是很自然的。
But we know that once a person experiences power of Lord, it's very natural they want to be with Lord.
我想很多重生得救的基督徒都有这样的经历。
We know that all the reborn Christians all have this kind of experience.
当我们重生，我们被神赦免饶恕的时候，我们都愿意了解他更多。
After we've been forgiven, we all want to be get close to the Lord.
那我们如果你读完整本路加福音，你就会发现说，在路加福音里面，任何相信耶稣的人都选择什么都不做，就是跟随他。
So once you read through the book of Luke, you know that the recording says most people will just abandon everything and follow Christ.
我想那是耶稣的事工当中一个特别的部分。
So this is a very unique aspect of Christ's missionary.
但是对今天来说，并不是每一个人都要放下工作跟随耶稣。
But for the society we live in, not everyone have to abandon their job.
神没有要每一个基督徒都放下工作，专职服事。
Lord didn't ask everyone to abandon their job and follow him.
但是我们从彼得身上看到最要紧的是委身回应基督。
But we know that the most important thing that we learn from Peter is to respond to Lord and have a commitment to Lord.
一个不委身，一个远远旁观的人，是不能够真正体会耶稣的同在。
So a person who doesn't want to commit and only become a spectator will not understand the existence of Christ.
也不能够享受信仰的快乐。
And you will also not be able to experience the joy of the true belief.
我自己也曾经远远的旁观，而不想委身进去。
So once I also, as a spectator, was staying far away.
其实那个时候心里是很痛苦的。
So back then I was really have trouble.
因为一方面我的心里觉得我是一个基督徒，我应该顺服神。
So at one time I was a Christian. I believe that I need to believe in Christ.
但我又不想像那些基督徒一样付那么大的代价去跟随神。
I also have a idea that I don't want to pay too much price like other Christians.
这个时候心中的挣扎是很厉害。
So there was a struggle in my heart.
一直到我愿意放下自己原来的想法，去像那些基督徒一样委身跟随神的时候，我才发现说这些喜乐、这些快乐是值得的。
Only after I understand and able to surrender everything to Lord that I will be able to experience the joys and peace.
我想很多在座的都，我自己也曾经在工作中被老板指派参加一个或者甚至领导一个你没有兴趣的项目。
A lot of time at work, we also find out you're being assigned to do something you don't want to do.
那这种时候坐在这种会议，坐在这个项目的会议室里就是一个煎熬。
So when you are being that kind of meeting, that being assigned to do something you don't want, this is almost like you're in the jail.
这个时候大家讨论这个会议室里面大家讨论的问题，你都没有兴趣。
Because when they discuss all of this, you have no interest in all of those discussions.
你心里唯一的盼望就是assign 任务的时候不要 assign 在你头上。
So the only thing you want, you kind of have in your mind when they have some assignments, there's no none of the assignment you want to get, you will have no assignments.
那设想同样的，我们设想，如果你对神的国、对神的义、对基督的救恩都没有太大的兴趣。
But you know, in the same token, if you don't have any kind of deep interest in God's kingdom, God's righteousness, and God's salvation.
只是我自己得救就好了，天堂里有个板凳就好了。
So you only want to wish that you are saved and you secure a seat in heaven.
而不愿意委身跟随基督，也不愿意投入到好像那些金钱的基督徒里头去。
And you don't want to commit and make commitment to the Lord and doesn't want to be as devout as other Christians.
那我可以猜测，在很多的教会活动当中，就像你参加那些你没有兴趣的项目会议一样。
It's just like, you know, if when you are in this situation, it's just like when you're doing something you're not really have interest at all.
你的基督徒生活没有热情，也没有喜乐。
So you will not have fervor in your Christian life, and you will not have love in your Christian life.
设想如果你是真正一个重生得救的基督徒，这个状态要持续到永永远远。
But think about this: if you are a reborn Christian, this is going to be last forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对神如果没有热情和喜乐，但是又真正重生得救的话，这个状态是要永永远远。
Think about this: if you don't have fervor and love as Christian, and this situation going to continue for forever.
所以如果你的灵命出了问题，要想办法纠正它。
So if you have something in wrong in the spirituality, and you need to find a way to correct those.
如果你处在这样的境况里头，我盼望你能够对照彼得的反应，思想自己所信的基督教信仰到底是什么。
So if you think about this situation and reflect what you have right now, and you need to reflect what Peter is doing.
这位基督是否值得你去跟随？
And this Christ, is it worthy for you to follow?
是否值得你去效法？
Is it worthy for you to imitate?
是否值得你去委身？
Is Christ worthy of you to commit?
在 教会当中，你是要做一个旁观者，还是一个委身者
？So you want to become a spectator, or you want to become a person who commit and follow?
好，我们总结一下，我们看到彼得是一个向神完全降服的人。
So that summarizes what we have. Peter is a person that completely surrendered to God.
我们知道彼得并不完美。
We know that Peter is not a perfect person.
我们知道他有很多缺点，他甚至跌倒背叛主。
We know that he has a lot of weakness. He's also betrayed Lord for many times.
但是彼得向神完全的降服，给神在他身上做工的机会。
But Peter surrendered to Lord completely, that God was able to work through him.
神就能够改变他的生命，并且使用他。
So Lord can change his life and use him.
彼得的降服从三个方面体现出来。
So Peter's surrender is manifest in three different aspects.
第一，他顺服基督的命令。
He able to surrender God's command.
即使基督的命令听起来很荒谬。
Even though this God's command is rather ridiculous.
或者与你的处境、与你的知识都发生冲突。
Maybe it's against your it's different than what it's against our environment and against our knowledge.
但是我们仍然顺服基督。
But we still want to surrender to Lord,
因为他是全能的主。
Because he's the Lord.
第二，他彼得在基督面前悔改。
The second is Peter's repent before Christ.
他认识到基督是神，而自己是罪人。
He recognized Christ is the divine God.
就承认自己的无能和有限。
And also his sins, and also recognize his powerless.And limitations.
第三，他最后他委身和跟随基督。
The third thing is able to follow and commit to Christ.
耶稣呼召每一个基督徒都委身和跟随他。
Christ has called upon all Christians to follow him.
虽然并不是每一个人都放下工作，全时间去做神国的事情。
It's not everyone going to abandon their job and doing missionary work in the kingdom.
但是每一个人都应当委身于基督。和跟随基督。
But everyone should all have commitment and follow, and the will to follow him.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你是重生得救的基督徒
，So dear brother and sister, if you are a reborn Christian,
如果你认识神的圣洁和全能
，If you recognize, if you understand God's holiness and His power,
那么你应该会像彼得一样羡慕被神使用。
You should have just like Peter that you will admire that him being used by God.
神对每一个人的使用方法是不同的。
God's administration for everyone is different.
但是前提是一样的。
But the premise is the same.
就是神使用一个向神完全降服的人。
But that premise is God will use a person who surrender to him completely.
我盼望你们每一个人都向往做这样的人。
I pray that everyone will admire to be this kind of person.
愿神给我们勇气和信心，天天都愿意向基督顺服、悔改和委身。
We pray the Lord will give us courage and faith. We'll surrender to Him.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你记录这些门徒被呼召的故事。
Lord, we give you thanks that Bible says recording about all this, the story about disciple being called upon to serve you.
这些故事也激励我们，让我们思想我们对神的回应是怎样。
This story to encourage us so that we can have a model to follow.
求主带领在座的每一个人，圣灵在里头工作。
Lord, continue lead us to have Spirit to help us in our hearts.
让我们不计后果的向神委身和顺服。
That we can surrender the Lord. Regardless of what the outcome is going to be.
让我们也认真对付自己的罪，祈求上帝的赦免。
We also sincerely deal with our own sins and ask for repentance from the Lord.
这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.